Radio.
All right, welcome. Very special edition of KJJ Nash 102.3. Matt Ferris and Friends is what we're going to call this. And Matt's kind of getting ready here. There he is.
Yay, hey.
No instruments today. This is going to be kind of naked and weird. So I thought you were bringing in a guitar.
Hey, we don't need guitars. We can just sing if we want to.
All right, I'm going to make the introductions around the table. I'm Paul Lavoie, of course. Matt Ferris is our special guest. And Friends, Darius Lyles, or D.
You call me D. Lyles, also known as D. Lyles.
D. Lyles and Todd Shelton.
Yeah. Todd Shelton?
Yeah, you can call me that. That's fine. It's
Todd
fine.
Todd Shelton.
No, Todd what?
Tillman.
Tillman.
Wow. I mean, he was
I wrote my, down Shelton.
My coach was Blake
oh
Shelton.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. I actually wrote down Shelton. So Blake Shelton.
Hey, that works, though, well, man. Yeah.
Was like, he really your coach?
Yes, he was. Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
That's right. Cool. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I said that.
Todd Shelton.
All right, Todd Tillman.
We got to tell Blake that.
I assume that you did that on purpose.
Oh, man. So. Now I think you just got a new nickname.
That's all good.
All right. And I'm turning 15 chains of red.
Oh, you did.
Season 18 winner on The Voice.
Yep. 18.
What an experience.
Yes, sir. What an experience.
That's so, right. Matt, tell us why we're all here in the same room besides just being goofy today.
That's about it.
You got a special show tomorrow.
Is there another reason?
Yeah.
I thought that was about it, man.
You got a special show tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm actually super excited. I've been playing at the Flying X since it opened. I mean, I was the first band to play there. And I'm excited to bring some friends in, and I was able to meet Darius at Season 18 of The Voice at Executive Week, which was super cool, and we kept in touch, and we obviously collaborated on a cool song as well.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were in Nashville, when we were recording the song We Need Love, he happened to say he was getting lunch with Todd, who won Season 18 of The Voice. I'm like, well, that's cool. Now I get to go meet Todd, too.
Yeah. Cool.
And I said, hey, you guys want to come to Arizona, do some shows? I forgot to mention to Todd that there was 10 of them in 10 days. But, I mean, we're having a good old time.
I'm old, man. I'm having a hard time keeping up.
We've seen a lot. It's been a good time so far.
I'm about to start riding up on stage on one of those little rascal scooters. Yeah.
he usually stands up. I think he's going to start sitting down.
Dee said something funny. If we were in Mississippi, what was that? The station would be
it'd
called?
It'd be WKJ. J.
Yeah, W.
Or W.
W-J-J-J.
W.
Not K-J-J-J.
W-J-J-J. W-K. W what?
J-J-J.
W-J-J-J.
Or W-triple-J.
Double-triple-J.
That's great. All right, so I want to go. Most people in Havasu know you. They know your upbringing here and that. Where's Matt now? Where's home base?
Everywhere.
No, it is not.
It really is. We're back on the road a lot now, which is great. But
right.
I'm in Phoenix area now.
Okay.
Which is awesome. And I am back and forth to Nashville quite a bit, which we actually just did two shows in Nashville a week ago?
Yeah.
10
just,
days
well,
ago?
Just over a week, yeah.
Just over a week ago. And Todd was able to come on a couple of those shows with us. And then obviously when me and Darius went to Nashville, we were able to play some shows out there. So we're back and forth a lot now. Things are kind of opening back up a little bit. We're back on the road and traveling a little bit more, which is amazing. So
how do you balance all that with family? I mean, you have a big family now, don't you?
I have.
It's a long
you
way
think
from
I
high
got
school.
A big family. The guy on the other side of the table has 8 kids.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
8 kids. That's true.
Wow, you're busy. Yes.
I am busy, but it's not so bad.
That's, you know? Todd, by the way.
Yeah, that's listeners. Todd Tillman. Yeah.
Todd Tillman's
8 children.
Todd Tillman's a circus. We do have kind of a circus for a household. Yeah. But it's good. It's
what are
good.
Their ages?
21, 17, 15, right at 12, right at 11. And these three have birthdays right together. Right at 12, right at 11. Then I have an 8-year-old, then one that's almost 7. And then a 5-year-old. So 21 and 5 have the same birthday, 16 years apart.
So D's got that look like he flies solo.
Yeah.
I love it.
Not that I know of, you know.
Yeah.
We got. Me and Todd have been using that on stage. We say.
There it is.
There it is.
We say. Between me and Todd, we have 470 children. So We keep the tip jars
wide
open. It
helps with tips. It helps with tips. They want supper every day.
Yeah, but for this show, you're the father of our country, Todd.
Yes.
Sowing
oats.
That's
how that works.
Jesus.
So, how do you find time to write songs? I know all of you are songwriters, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, I just watched a special on a very famous band from the past, from the disco era. You would know who they are. And the only way they could write songs was to go into the studio together. There were three brothers. Mm-hmm. How do you guys do it? Is there a process?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I want to go first. You want me to
go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, you go ahead. Yeah,
go ahead, Tom.
I mean, I just schedule time with people that I write with. We have to, like way out on the calendar, we kind of say, okay, this is a day that we're going to be writing. Mm-hmm. And then we get together with those people. And then sometimes, like I just wrote the other day with Phil O'Donnell, and I wrote with a guy from Newfoundland. So you just schedule time and you do it over Zoom.
Is that different for you, though, doing it over Zoom?
It is. I prefer personal, but you know what, though? The guy lives in Newfoundland, so it was, so we just did it over Zoom. That's how I do it. We have to schedule out time to do it.
Yeah, I think it's like a new age thing that's happening with writing. So it's like, we're either writing over FaceTime, or we're just whatever comes to, we're doing voice memos or we do it over Zoom. It's like when and where, any way possible, we're like, because a track of mine, when you're thinking about words, it's always coming. So you either got to write it down there or didn't come back to it, but it's so different for everybody,
Interesting. What about you, Mr. Matt?
It just happens at random times. I mean, you wake up in the middle of the night and write a song like Todd did a couple weeks ago. He woke up at like 2 something in the morning and just wrote a whole song.
Just stayed up all night writing it.
When it comes to you, it comes to you. So you're either like Darius said, you're putting it in your notes, you're putting it in wherever you can, you come back to it.
Voice memos.
You finish it right then and there.
Yeah, yeah.
So which song is that you did in overnight?
The one I just wrote is called Sandcastles, but we have a book coming out in June, and so the publisher is kind of wanting that one to be like exclusive to the book. So that's the plan. It's going to be like
that one's hiding right now.
Matt, we played We Need Love for a few weeks on KJJJ with you doing the intro, of course. And I'm going to bring that song up. And hopefully, it looks like the video is a little delayed, but anyway, let's go ahead and try that. And there it is. And we'll go ahead and go into this, take a short break.
Cool.
And then you give me your thoughts on this song, and you too, D, because it's this, if you look it up on YouTube, it's Matt Ferris and D Lyles.
Yeah.
Yep. So we'll go ahead and go into the song, and we'll come back with a special edition of Matt Ferris and Friends on KJJJ.
Hey, hey.
Stay with us. One way to end this. We need love, honor, and faith ain't enough. The only thing that changes us. We need love, we need love, we need love. Skin, it's just skin. Every soul needs a house. What if we could only see from the inside out? We're all looking for change, but the truth is we all bleed the same. We need love.
ain't enough. And the only thing that changes us,
changes us.
We need love. We need love. We need love.
There you go. Todd Tillman on the back end of that one. That was a cappella. I should have done the beatbox or something over here.
That's the first time I listened to the song, but I wasn't going to tell Matt and Darius.
Excellent.
It's actually good, guys.
Again, welcome.
He's just kidding. That's the second time.
Welcome back to a special edition of Matt Ferris and Friends. I'm Paul Lavoie on KJJJ Nash 102.3. We're with Matt, of course. D. Lyles, also known as Darius.
Yes.
Do you like D or Darius?
It depends.
Is one your DJ name or what?
Yeah, so D. Lyles is my stage name.
Okay.
But Darius Lyles, unfortunately, people know me as that. But it's like, if you look up one name, you're going to find the other.
I hear you. Yeah. All right. So Todd Tillman, season 18 winner of The Voice.
Yep.
Todd Shelton.
I don't know why I wrote that down.
I will never live that down.
But Blake Shelton was your coach.
He sure was.
Tell us about that experience.
It was, you know, that experience, Darius can relate to this. Yeah. Well, that experience was really fun. We actually had a conversation about this earlier. Yeah. It was a really great experience, but also probably like the most anxious I've ever been and nervous I've ever been in my whole life. Because I sort of fell backwards into it. I didn't really perform or anything before.
Which part made you nervous? The coaching, the singing with Blake, or the on the show?
No, what made me the most nervous was the present company. Like, all the other artists were just so great. I mean, you're on The Voice.
Yeah, you're with Gwen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like Darius and the other contestants.
Oh, the contestants.
They're all so good. Like,
really?
The coaches were really good to us. So I as far as them coaching me, I like that. If you give me a direction, it takes away a little bit of the nerves, because then I know what you want me to do. But when you're against people like Darius and these other people, I never actually went against Darius because he was on another team. But that's really, really nerve-wracking.
So, Darius, you were on the same year?
Same season. I was on John Legend's team.
I'm not real familiar with the show,
believe
it or not, because there's really no drummers or singing drummers on the show.
Two seasons a year.
Yeah.
So we were season 18, which is spring 2020.
Mm-hmm. You were with John Legend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What company to be in? Blake Shelton, too. Yeah. What did he teach you as far as vocal technique?
It was a couple times, and it was my battle, and I was with Nelson Cade, and in the moment, like, John Legend was like, you know, I'm gonna give you guys like a harmony. I'm gonna tell you guys how to end the song, and it took him literally no less than 30 seconds. And he was very, you know, adamant about it. He was like, okay, do this. And in that moment, we were like, yo, John Legend is like telling us how to do a harmony, or you know. And right there, it taught me, like, you know, no matter what, if you're prepared for that moment, then show that you are. You know, it's gonna come to you. Just have fun doing it. He didn't think about it very much.
Wow.
You know, so.
And you sing a very high harmony.
I can, yeah, I can.
Yeah, is there a technique that he showed you to hold those notes? Those are tough. I sing high harmony.
Yeah. What's funny is that, and you don't know, but I actually had to hold the higher notes down on our actual battle, you know, for a harmony. At the end, I did come together. And
by the Beatles.
Yeah, by the Beatles. And we did the Gary Clark Jr. version. I had to do like the last part, like, over me. I was just super high. You know? Yeah, nice. It's a technique that, you know, and we said this last night. We were talking about this, you know, about falsetto and how to go from your chest to your falsetto. And, you know, I do that very well with falsetto. So that was just one of my strengths.
How high do you go with the voice there, Matt?
Hey, at the end of Rain. We Need Love,
Range.
That super, super high note's all me.
Real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I can go bass Josh Turner stuff all the way up to that super high note, We Need Love. So my range is pretty crazy.
So you're actually the voice of the Flying X Saloon when it comes to the commercials. They've been
grab your friends and get ready.
Right. Yeah. And they've been on for a long time, that jingle has.
Yes.
Did you write that jingle?
No. I was actually in Nashville, and Steve Greeley was sending me the jingle, and he said, hey, can you get into a studio? And I'm like, well, I happen to be in a studio right now. So we got it sent over and cut the whole jingle in the studio that day. And pretty quickly, it was mastered and on radio, and now it's been on radio for 8 years.
I think, yeah, Roger Galloway, you were in the studio with him when it debuted.
Yep.
He was hosting the show, so that would be around 2012.
Yeah.
Grab your friends, get ready.
Yeah, grab your friends and get ready.
Been running around.
All country, all the time. Live music is the best around.
Have you ever, you guys ever heard it?
Oh, man. I'll play it.
I'll run it now.
You'll hear it if you listen to KJJJ for sure. Yeah. This is your kind of place, right?
Yeah, it actually is a pretty cool.
What do you think of that stage, by the way, when it comes to stages that you've played? I personally love it because of all the outlets, the ease of getting to everything. They thought of everything when they built that stage.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. I've played stages all over the place now, and I'm always running into that issue of, where does my guitar player plug in this? Where does my bass player plug in this? Rich is over here, and he plugs in like 714 different things.
That's true.
He's one of those pedal guys.
Well, that's actually just for an acoustic performance.
You can share a mic over here, Rich, if you want to.
Rich, so Rich can talk a little bit.
If you're okay with Matt not wearing a mask, you know.
So luckily with this stage at the Flying X, they do have on the stage, they have plugins everywhere. And the sound is great, and the room is just a good room. I mean, we play loud enough that we're shaking stuff off the walls, so we have a good time.
Increasingly.
Like playing at the X is cool.
And never try to put your banner up, by the way, because there's an American flag in the backdrop. Yeah, that's not good to cover that.
Right.
Yeah, we just leave that there.
I'm just saying. So, okay, you guys got a show tomorrow night. Are you playing again this weekend?
Not this weekend, not in Havasu.
Where are you playing this weekend?
We're back up in Phoenix this weekend.
Okay.
And kind of going all over the place. So it's really
excited
to be back on the road, that's for sure.
So let's get back to Todd. I've got In a Heartache queued up.
Yeah.
You want to tell me a story behind this song?
Yeah, man. We were I write with a lot of different people, but I kind of write with a couple of the same guys the most. And that's Don Poitras and Tony Wood. Really, we've actually become really good friends, and we sort of have a good, like, we G-haw pretty good when we're writing together.
What's G-haw?
It's like it means you get along well. It got good chemistry.
Oh, I thought it was like
It kind of means.
I don't know. I grew up watching Hee Haw, so there you go.
I did too.
All right.
It kind of means you got good chemistry together. So this song started out like, hey, what if we wrote this song about how, you know, you were in a relationship and it went bad and now you're heartbroken, but if you had to go through that again, you would. But because I was going to cut the song, we sort of wrote it in a different direction, which is, I've been married 22 years, so we wrote it in the direction that, you know, if we had to go through all that we've been through to get to where we are now, I would do it again in a heartache.
Well, let's listen to it, In a Heartache, by Todd Tillman, season 18 winner of The Voice. Here it is.
And for a while, you know, it all felt right. Then we found out we were fire and ice, baby. It didn't work out like we thought it could, but at its worst, it still was something good. And if you ask me if I think I would again, I'd do it in a heartache. I'd do it in a heartache. Sure came close. Is that a road that I'd go down again? I would do it in a heartache. I'd do it in a heartache. I'd do it in a heartache. Yes, I would. I would do it in a heartache. Even in its heartbreak, I still take the heartache.
Awesome. Todd Tillman, season 8 winner of The Voice.
18.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 18.
Close enough, though.
18.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10
it's
years later.
Yeah. It's one of those.
Or 5 years later.
10 seasons. Yeah.
10 seasons later. Matt, you noticed something really interesting on that video when it comes to location.
Yeah, they shot it in Hillsboro. Like, it's a gorgeous area. So.
Yeah.
There's a pin right there.
Yeah, that I mean, it's just showing like the town that it's shot in because that's where we live. We live in that town right now.
Right. So you both had to audition for The Voice.
Yeah.
And those auditions are on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Kind of set that up for me while I look for it.
Yeah. I end up being on Team John Legend, and my song was How Do You Sleep by Sam Smith. And it, in particular, I in my mind, I wanted to do, River by Leon Bridges or A Change Gonna Come, by Sam Cooke. But they felt, my story, it went around, How Do You Sleep. So I know that song was very powerful for me to sing in that moment. So, here it is.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm done crying myself away. Hey. But when you move like that, I just want to stay. What if I become looking through your phone? Oh, now love to you is just a game. Look what I have done, dialing up the numbers on you. When you lie to me, all that shame and all that danger, I'm hoping that my love will keep you up tonight. Baby, how do you sleep when you lie to me? All that fear and all that danger, I'm hoping that my love will keep you up tonight. Tell me, how do you lie? Tell me, how do you lie? Oh, oh,
oh. Oh yeah. Let's go. All right, there you have it. D-Lyles, back in the day, you were Darius. Right?
Yes, yep.
On The Voice. So you had, tell me the judges, you had Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, Nick Jonas, and Blake Shelton.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who was punching in first?
So here's the thing, though. What shows there, what everybody sees, it did happen that way. It was like seconds. It was John, and then it was Kelly. But it was simultaneously at the same time, just like 2 seconds apart. And... What happens is when I see them turn, I black out and I'm trying to hold my emotions in from crying while trying to keep my notes straight, trying to keep the performance good, because it is television, so you don't want to, lose your cool. But, that was like a very emotional day, because I made my family happy, and it was very successful. I was overwhelmed with love.
I'm not sure if I have the right video here, Todd. I was going to go into your voice experience.
Yeah, that's right there on the
that's
top.
That's the right one. Okay.
That's my audition.
Set that up for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did We've Got Tonight by Bob Seger, because when I went to audition for The Voice, I had a short amount of time to choose some songs to go with. Because, frankly, I just didn't expect to make it that far in the process. So
I want to hear you do We've Got Tonight by Bob Seger a cappella, as in, like, just, we've got tonight, right?
How do you do that? Yeah, we've got tonight.
So you don't try
Who
to be
needs
Bob
tomorrow?
Seger.
No.
Nice.
Let's make it late. Yeah.
All right. Let's check that out. All right. Here is Todd Tillman doing We've Got Tonight. He's auditioning for The Voice.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You're weary. I know your plans don't include me.
Still, oh, was it so bad, was it?
Both of us falling. We've got tonight, babe. Why don't you stay? Oh,
my head now. What you got tonight, babe? Why don't you stay? We got tonight, babe. Why don't you stay?
Wow, I love it. From someone who has to do a lot of Bob Seger covers, man. Yeah. Great
Thank
job.
You. Thank you. Fantastic. I love Seger.
How did the song get picked?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I guess I could say, like, it was a song that I had chosen for myself in an earlier auditions, okay. And so it's just the one I got to do for my blind audition. When I was choosing songs, I was kind of on a deadline.
Right.
And I actually, believe it or not, I was going to do I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends, you know, but he just sort of goes nuts all the way through the second half of that. So I was like, that's not a good audition.
There's way more emotion in the song that you picked.
Yeah. So that's where I landed.
Excellent. All right. So tomorrow night, what are we going to expect? It's going to be St. Patty's Day at the X. The beer, I don't know about green beer, but the beer will be flowing. You know they have a cold rail, right?
Oh, yes.
There's a cold rail there, guys. Have you been there yet?
Nah.
Yeah, you put your beer on this cold rail, it keeps your beer cold.
Mm.
It's very cool.
See?
It's right there on the bar. See?
See?
it'll keep my Diet Cokes nice and cold.
Diet Coke. Right. You plan on doing two big sets, two 45, 345s? How are you going to do it?
I don't know, because what we've been doing these past couple of shows is just kind of feeling it out. I mean, if people are having a good time, we'll just keep going back and forth.
Right.
Just having a good time, then we'll go talk to everybody and do what we do every show, just have a good time.
I got you. All right, so I have a new song by Todd that is queued up. And it's called Jesus and You.
That's right.
So is this for Christian radio or?
I mean, it could be. It's really written toward country. But it's basically, I wrote this song with Gordon Mote, who produces all my stuff, and Phil O'Donnell. Mm. We wrote it together, and it's kind of like an autobiographical song because I was in full-time ministry for the majority of my life.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so this kind of shot me toward music. And
so you were in a seminary?
Yeah, kind of. We do it a little different, but yeah.
Okay.
It's basically the same.
Yeah, I'm talking Catholic. Yeah. How far did you go? How far did you pursue your religious education?
I pastored a church for years and years.
No kidding.
Yeah, 10 years. I was almost.
We should get him stand up preaching, huh? All right, so.
Give us a word.
So let's go ahead and go into Jesus and You.
This comes out this Friday. It's not even out yet.
So. No kidding.
It comes out Friday.
All right, straight out of Todd's Dropbox.
This is exclusive. Yeah,
this isn't even on YouTube, so this is right out of the Dropbox, and we'll come back and then go to a short break. And again, you're with Matt Ferris and friends Darius Lyles, or D. Lyles, and Todd Tillman. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll be right back.
Every waking minute, I do what I do for Jesus and You. Got this stroll down in Mississippi, bought these boots up in Tennessee, cut my teeth on them redback songs. Now all I wanna do is sing. I know it took a truckload of grace to lead me to and You.
right, I'm Paul Lavoie on KJJ Nash 102.3. We'll be back after a short break. Stay with us.
I do it in a heartache. I do it in a heartache. I do it in a heartache. Yes, I would. And I would do it again. I would do it again.
And again. And
we're having fun in the studio.
Yay!
Paul Lavoie live in Lake Havasu City with Matt Ferris, Darius Lyles, or D. Lyles. I kind of get the look every time I say Darius.
But. Yeah. It's whatever they find that name, they'll find the other one.
So it's all good in the hood.
It's all good in the hood. All right,
perfect.
Man.
And Todd Tillman, of course. And Todd and D. Lyles, both on season 18 of The Voice.
Yes.
And let's see, where was I going to go with this? COVID-19. Right. Let's rewind a year ago today.
Okay.
All right. You guys had plans to go out on the road. The families are dependent on the money. Deeds dependent on the money, right?
Yeah, for
all
sure.
All right. So what happened? How many gigs were canceled? How long did it take to come back?
Well, that's probably a better question for them. For me,
yeah, he was still on.
I spent my entire adult life in ministry, like in full-time ministry. And this, what I do now, is kind of an extension of that, really. So I was still on the show. So for me, there wasn't a whole lot of loss of like gigs and things, but the show did shift into a different mode, and it went remote. And
that's right.
And we filmed the live shows from our hometowns, and but so I didn't. Honestly, just now, am I in a place where I'm sort of. I hate to say the word touring, but I guess touring. Mm-hmm. It's not like full on touring,
right.
But you know, doing shows in different places instead of just one spot. So these guys might know a little more about that.
I mean, yeah, COVID, man, it stopped quite a lot. I think that, unfortunately, you know, I was just real, you know, blessed to still, you know, be able to be afloat within all of that. You know what I mean? You know, still having virtual shows. You know, we had to make do. You know, certain venues had to figure out how can we still have entertainment without people still being here. And so we utilized, you know, just our phones, you know, our technology. We depended on that. So, you know, me being an artist before The Voice, I already knew, like, okay, I got to get creative, you know. So I was blessed. I still made money through the pandemic.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. What about you, Matt?
I definitely kept busy. I did a thing called Corona Caroling.
So it was viral. It went viral too.
What?
It was viral.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bite. What is Corona Caroling?
I knew that I had to keep playing music because I literally can't sit still for 5 minutes. Like right now, I'm twiddling
That's
my
true.
Thumbs.
That's
I'm
true.
That's why you were supposed to bring the guitar.
I'm like, we gotta go do something right now.
Like we gotta go run or do something.
Right.
But I, together with my band, we the first one I did acoustic, and I literally was in a trailer with a generator, and I just drove through neighborhoods. I drove through Fry's parking lots. And I just sang to people that were around. And then I was like, well, let's make this a little bit bigger. I got together with my producer and my management team in Nashville. And we're like, let's just make it a little bit bigger every time. And then we ended up with like a parade behind us. So we were in a trailer. Then a fire truck was behind us and a cop car and all these like going through these neighborhoods and just singing to people in different ways. Uh-huh. One of the times I was in a boat. And I got pulled behind a truck, and I think one of the most viral ones, almost 1 million views, it might surpass 1 million views now, but I had 11,000 people at one time watching my Facebook Live of me riding a horse around the streets of Mesa, Arizona. Jeez. My band is on a trailer, and I'm on a horse. This girl is American man. But I was riding that horse through the neighborhoods.
I'm googling that today.
Yeah.
Today.
I gotta show you that
today.
But just look up Matt Ferris Corona Caroling, and it was such a blast. I mean, we had kids out in their front yards with pools because we ended up doing it all the way into June. But in June in Arizona in Mesa. It's 126 degrees.
Yeah, pretty close.
So my phones were immediately dying because the heat. My iPads were turning off because the heat. So I'm like, I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry.
That don't even make no sense, man.
It was so bad. Degrees. But up until then, there was, if you look at search Matt Ferris Corona Caroling, you'll find the kids out there with big old signs that say Matt Ferris and thank you. And there was people that were barbecuing in their front yards. Yeah. And families were just being together, which is the coolest thing in the world. Right. Normally you see them all on their phones and doing other things. I was like, this is cool. This is legitimately, people are forgetting about COVID for a little while. They're out in their front yards in their little kiddie pools or barbecuing in their front yard. And I had a couple people walk up, and one guy gave me a folded American flag that was like a folded like military style.
Wow.
Like, this is really cool.
And yeah.
Then Mesa, Arizona got involved, and the mayor contacted me, and different people started getting involved and like, thank you for this, thank you for this. I'm like, I'm just doing what I do every day.
Yeah, I'm just not, I'm trying not to twiddle my thumbs.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it on horseback.
I'm just doing it on horseback. I can't go sing in a bar, so I'm just riding a horse.
Yeah, you guys won't let me. Exactly.
You guys won't let me sing in a bar, so I'll sing on a horse.
You guys don't know this, but his charitable site goes way back, and I was actually part of that with Denise's day and promoting it on the I actually met Denise when she was still alive. She was like a mom to you, huh?
Oh, yeah. In high school.
Kind of explain who
in
Denise
high school
is.
And in junior high, actually growing up from elementary school all the way through high school, your best friends and you become close with tons of your best friends.
That's here in Havasu.
In Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you always have that other mom that you know. If you go home, you're getting in trouble. But if you go to this mom, you're not getting in trouble.
That was Denise.
Was Denise.
I remember that.
Because I got in trouble all the time. I did things that I shouldn't have done all the time. I'm sure my mom and dad are listening right now, so I'm probably in trouble. But there was times I'd take the car, this old Suburban, and I'm like, well, I can't go home now. But I'd pull up to Denise's house. And it was 2010. Mm-hmm. I got a call from David Madrid and said, hey, mom has cancer. I said, oh, man. Yeah. I said, well, I had just moved to Nashville. I'm like, let's just throw a party for mom. And we got together with Ryan Smith, Justin Cardente, and David Madrid, and let's just throw a party.
We called it Denise's Day.
Yeah, Adam Gregory was coming for the second one. And then Trent Tomlinson came, and Donovan Lee came, and all these different people started getting involved. And I got so busy, and I started touring so much that I kind of passed the torch on to Heather, Michelle, and Kyle at Printing Plus here in Havasu, and they took over this Denise's Day, and it's turned into this.
It's still a Havasu tradition, guys.
Crazy.
And we're talking about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
here.
I started August 2010, and then the second one was March of 2011, but Denise passed away in February of 2011.
Okay.
So we're like, let's just keep it going in her honor. And I know we're well over $300,000-$400,000 donated to just local families. And I don't normally just say, hey, I did this. I'm like, I'm not doing it for fame or for mentions or this or this. I'm just doing it because Denise needed help, and now I know all these other people need help. Now I've helped with tons of Make-A-Wish kids in Nashville, tons of different Make-A-Wish kids all over the place, and it's just giving back is the coolest thing in the world. And being able to do that using my vocals and using my guitar, just being able to sit with somebody and tell a story for a few minutes and let them forget about their chemo or forget about whatever. So it's a cool thing. I've definitely given back is the best part of this job.
That's awesome, Matt. And Matt's keeping it real right here, right?
Yeah.
Just like the song I have queued up. The song's a little bit more upbeat, though.
I'm always keeping it real.
Kind of lead us into that. Let's get out of the whole downbeat. Let's go upbeat now and talk about this song. Lead me into this one.
Keeping It Real is the title track of the new album I released last year, which has been a huge success, over a million streams and doing really, really well for us. And Big Vinny from the band Trailer Choir and Butter from the band Trailer Choir, they've all been a huge part of my career. And my dad and my grandpa both sang background vocals.
Wow.
on Keeping It Real.
And Keeping It in the Family.
We're keeping it in the family.
All right, here it is
whole
by Matt Ferris.
Whole family singing on this one.
Keeping It Real by Matt Ferris.
Strumming to the hum of a generator on 80 acres, it ain't good for nothing but raising cane. I got a hot tub in the bed of my truck, half a dozen hotties just heating it up. Bud Light, moonshine, Dixie cups, we're all here for just one thing. Keeping it real, doing it big. This ain't your everyday small town down home shindig. This is the way we live around here. It's like a hee-haw on speed, y'all. It's a hell yeah and a yeehaw, 'cause we are just a keeping it real, real country. Got a bonfire burning hot, more cars than a Walmart parking lot. This party crowd never stops saying, did I mention? Girls dancing all night long.
All right, there it is. Matt Ferris, Keeping It Real on KJJJ Nash 102.3 FM. I'm Paul Lavoie with Matt Ferris and friends D. Lyles and Todd Tillman. From they were both on season 18 of The Voice. Now, I asked you this question earlier when we were in a break,
mm-hmm.
and you guys have had some time to think about it. So, who do you know in the business who hasn't made it yet that you think probably should have made it? Who wants to start with that? That's a tough question.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be more than one person.
Todd Tillman and Darius Lyles.
Look, I thought you would say Matt Ferris.
I mean, I spent,
hey, man.
I'm talking about top 10 record, you know, up there with the boys, Jason Aldean and the heavy hitters, Blake Shelton and them.
We spent a whole lot of time on season 18 with a whole lot of people that I can't believe haven't made it yet.
You know what I mean?
You know, I think you're wiggle.
We're good.
There it is.
Okay. There we go.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with him. You know, just I think knowing the people like close to you, you know, it's like,
man,
I wish you guys had it. I see so many people, you know, they're celebrating their accomplishments. And it's like, you know, I know somebody just as great
or better,
you know, that deserves that spot as well. You know, there's a lot of independent artists. I think, you know, I can't really show sympathy for, you know, major artists because they're major. They have people, have an engine backing them. You know what I mean? So independently for artists, it's like, man, you guys deserve so much more, you know, than just a few, you know, likes or a few plays here. You know, it's so many people I can name, including myself. You know, I want myself to win too. But,
That's kind of a trick question.
It is.
Because what do you call making it?
Yeah,
you know, that's the other thing. I would say for me it would be getting to make a comfortable living playing or writing music.
That's kind of what I say.
It's kind of simple, right?
I have a message that I want to spread to the world, and I want to have a comfortable life with my family. If that, I don't really care if everyone knows my name or if they put my face on a Coke can or anything like that. I just want to, you know, there's a message of love this world needs to hear, man, and I want my family to be taken care of, and that's that's success to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you still have your own church, you were telling me.
No, I don't pastor the church anymore.
Oh, you don't pastor the church.
Yeah, what I'm doing now is like an extension of that. It's so funny. Me and Matt have said this the last few. I think I've sang, I can only imagine. I'm probably the first guy that's sang that at some of these venues.
Surrounded by your glory.
Go ahead. Break into it. We have time.
Oh, yeah. Are y'all going to do harmony? Would I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still, will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall, will I sing?
All right, y'all, I love that song. Man.
Dude, me too. I mean, that song broke all the barriers. It was on top every top 40, not just Christian. You know?
Now, wait, did you just tell me you did that in a club?
I wouldn't say a club, but
every venue we've played in the past 8 days.
Yeah, really? Every place we've played, I've done it, yeah. Yeah, I mean... I really do feel like this music venture is like a part of an extension of my faith, and like, you know, I'm not one of those guys that's going to smother you with my faith, but I will smother you with love, man, and show you that you're worthwhile, you know.
Do you ever have audience members at a gig join you in that song?
Oh yeah, they love it.
Really?
They're
back in church.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
they're back in church,
and I love doing it. You know,
right. So, what about you, Matt? Who's that person? Would it be Adam or?
Oh man, Adam Gregory has done a lot of good things. I mean, he had top tens in Canada. He had number ones in Canada.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I'd met a lot of people at The Voice when I did executive callbacks, like Darius. We landed in L.A. and I met Darius that day, and I told him that day we got in the van. I didn't even really know him. I said, we're going to collaborate someday.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to some of his stuff. I'm like, yeah, we're definitely collaborating someday. So it's I don't know. Singing with Todd the past week and knowing Todd for the past couple of weeks, well, months now because I met him back in October, but just knowing these guys, it's we have success in our own ways. I mean, I'm able to support my family, and I'm able to put food on the table for soon to be five kids. I got lots of kids, man.
Four kids, soon to be five.
Yeah.
What ages?
I can't remember now.
Well, he's got
9, 6, 4, 1, soon to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Todd's are like anywhere from 21 to 5.
Yeah, all the way down to 5.
I said, every show we've done this past couple of weeks, we're like, hey, man, we have 472 kids that like to eat every day, so let's fill that tip jar up.
Right. Is the hardest part of going on the road saying goodbye?
It is. You know, it's been really different, and it's really unique for us because not only am I away more, but we also relocated to near Nashville. So my family doesn't have all those same comfortable people around. And so what I try to do, and I do it well sometimes, I don't do it so well sometimes. I just try to get – thankfully now we have like FaceTime, and, you know, I can see their faces and – find out what's going on, you know.
That makes it a lot easier.
It does
help
a lot. It sure does.
Yeah. It's almost like that song, you know, I bet breaking up was easy in the 90s, if you guys heard that one. It's got to be harder now with social media, right?
Gosh, yeah.
But it's a good way to keep in touch.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing writing-wise right now? Are any of you writing songs, writing music, or is that just a nightly thing you wake up in the middle of the night?
That's like an everyday
and jot
thing.
It down.
It kind of depends on what you're asking. Yeah, there's... songs pop up in the you'll come up with something in the middle of the night, but then I'm sure y'all are too. I'm also halfway through a couple of songs with people that I write with. We haven't finished.
Really?
You know?
I'm driving myself crazy now because I'm trying to finish up actually an album, but it's like three albums, and so I'm just working on the first one, trying to finish that one. So I'm just driving myself crazy.
Start dropping them triple albums.
He's
going to be a country artist.
Me and Ty were talking about the other day.
You got to do the skeleton first, and then put the pieces together.
Okay.
Me and Todd talked about it the other day. Everyone releasing these double album, triple albums. Me and Todd are like, we're going to go. Quintuple.
Yeah,
album.
I mean,
quintuple. Like, we're going big.
Is it okay if we could just do like one album, maybe even an EP?
So we're winding it down now near the top of the hour. We're going to go back to the music, the regular shows on KJJ Nash 102.3. I think Nights with Elena is coming on. And we're going to go into Who Cares. This is a D. Lyle song.
Yes.
Tell me about this song.
This song, and it's perfect because this is the song I let Matt hear when we was at Callbacks. So the song had just came out. I couldn't promote it because, you know, it was contractual. But this song basically talks about, you know, there's a narrative that, you know, people say that your problems are bigger than the next person's. And that's not true. You know, everybody's problems, they're equal. You know, you don't want to take the next person's problems and say, hey, let me take yours, because it's all equal.
Right.
And it just takes, you know, to say I love you to somebody, even somebody you know or you don't know. You know, text somebody right now and tell them you love them. It doesn't matter who it is.
Make it weird.
Make it weird. I love you. Love you guys.
Make it
weird.
All right, again.
Erica, I love you.
Again, tomorrow night, St. Patty's Day night, the celebration is at the Flying X Saloon. What time, Matt?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock is the start time. That's when the party gets started.
Featuring my brother, Kenneth Ellis.
All right, here we go. This is D. Lyles with Who Cares? And again, on the other side of this will be Nights with Elena on KJJJ 102. Nash 102.3. I'm Paul Lavoie. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Attention to people who need extra love. Let them know that you still care. Lend a helping hand. Cause everybody needs somebody.
Feels like the world keeps getting colder. Seems like life just isn't fair. But when you need someone to hold you, just call on me and I'll be there. Won't you pay attention to people who need extra love? Let them know that you still care. Lend a helping hand. Cause everybody needs somebody who cares. Oh, won't you pay attention to people who need extra love? Let them know that you still care. Lend a helping hand. Won't you pay attention to people who need extra love? Let them know that you still care. Lend a helping hand.
Oh, won't you pay attention to people who need extra love? Let them know that you still care.
Lend a helping hand.
Cause everybody needs somebody.